Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Friday, April 26th. This is Gigantic Pop. I'm Raj Geary, along with the Blueprint, Matt Morgan. Matt, how are you doing tonight?
Good. What's going on, buddy?
Not much. Same old, same old. It's funny how they did this big angle on Dynamite on Wednesday, and our original plan tonight was to talk about that angle and kind of how much we both liked it. And a bunch of stuff just happened today. So we'll get right into it real quick. Let's talk about Wednesday. There was a lot of things on that show I personally didn't like. I didn't like that Swerve didn't feel like a main attraction coming off his title win. But I thought that ending angle was really good. What do you think?
The ending angle was very good, but at the same time, your world champion is supposed to be your most important talent, right? Usually. And they made the big to-do about him being the champion, which they should. We've all wanted to see him win that title, and they should have kicked the show off with a celebration. They should have kicked the show off with a promo from him. He should not have been in action. They should not have had him wrestle some mid-card match like that, and then a competitive one at that. No, not at all. Nobody does that when they win the world title. Can you imagine if Cody came back after winning the title after Mania, and then on the first night on Raw, he's wrestling in a singles match versus just, you know, some mid-carder? No.
Right.
You honor your champion who just won this title. Long, winding road for him to get there. He finally gets there. He wins the big thing. And then they just gloss right over it. It's back to wrestling. Not just wrestling. They put him in the middle of the card. Like what was it, third or fourth segment?
Yeah, the second segment. They had the best friends in the opening segment over the newly crowned world champ, which it just made no sense.
This is where they need a booker. But
yeah.
Keep saying that till I die.
And you're absolutely right, because I think if someone's watching the show for the first time and they're having to figure out who's the most important guy on the show, who's second, who's third, probably put five people above Swerve watching that show that night.
Yeah, the way they made it feel, which is horrible. And then the end of the night, great angle. It did a good job with making, you know, chicken salad out of chicken-ish by him showing that footage with Punk and Jack Perry. Still makes Jack Perry look like a wimp, in my opinion, but whatever. It wasn't even a real fight. We've already covered that. But at the same time, he got a lot of heat, Tony did, about showing it. So at least they did something here, and I was actually happy for them that they got a little bit of a somewhat quote-unquote payoff by having Tony now introduce the storyline. He took the worst sell job in wrestling history with that punch to the stomach. I'm just joking, but it doesn't matter, because bottom line is Jack Perry, the Elite, their heels doing what they're doing. That part was all great, all good. Tony Khan's dad at the end of the night coming in the ring, pissed off. The, you know, if looks could kill and laser beams coming out of his eyes, man. So pissed off guy, right?
I have an Indian dad, and I've seen that a very similar look on his face before, and it's you're in trouble time when you see that look.
Very intense, right? Great facial expression.
Yeah,
but was good. That was all very good, though. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was like, even when Vince took his, you know, that first stunner from Steve. I mean, if you remember that stunner, it looked like crap.
Horrible.
I mean,
you know,
Vince is acting like a fish out of water. His eyes are wide open. So I forgive Tony for, you know, not selling that microphone to the stomach that well. But I thought overall it was really effective. It got people talking. The ratings were what they were. It was the lowest rated Dynamite in since 2001, since January 6th. 2021.
So can I ask a question then? We'll know what the ratings are next week on how well this angle is drawing eyeballs or not. I, though, would argue, well, wasn't that the whole point of getting all those viewers to that CM Punk video. We're supposed to watch that footage. Some new, maybe casuals would come in supposedly to watch it, if you're Tony Khan thinking this way, at least. And then the idea is to have them come back the next week. So they didn't come back. The people from the post-pay-per-view presentation of Jack Perry screwing over, what do you call it? What's the name? Come on. Tag match, championship title match that Perry came back at the pay-per-view and the cost
FTR
them.
Young
Thank guys. You, FTR, yeah. FTR. Screwing FTR out of the title. That supposedly made big wrestling news. Well, how come the fans didn't show up to watch the follow-up then? Oh, Matt, there were sports on, blah, 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 blah. Okay, Meltzer. He makes excuses all the time for them. Well, here's what I'll tell Dave. Compare this exact Dynamite versus last year, this exact time's Dynamite, and it's less. It's a lot less than what it was last year and then the year before. So it's not just because sports was on. It's because you guys can't separate the difference between what inside wrestling marks really, really like versus what casuals really, really like. Casuals didn't give a crap about this Jack Perry storyline. I'm just going to be honest.
Yeah, and again, we'll have to see. It was the closing moments of the show. We'll have to see how it fares next week. But to your point, you know, the sports excuse. And it is excuse.
Hang on, let me be clear. Mm-hmm. Jack Perry came back at the pay-per-view. That was supposed to make all this news. And then they showed the CM Punk footage the week before. That was supposed to get higher ratings, and it did. Tony's bragging about those ratings, by the way. Where they got back to 800,000+. Good job. But my point is, that was supposed to bring people to the next week, and they did not bring it to them. The fans did not come to Dynamite the next week, is my point.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I agree. And with the sports excuse, we remember they're up against the NBA playoffs every year. WWE is too. And you do hear all these weird excuses for AEW. If it's not NBA, it's Vanderpump Rules, and, you know, all this weird stuff. With Raw, it's NFL. You get that. That is a legit Monday Night Football that's doing 20 million viewers a week. Or, you know, something that's really going to hurt you a lot. But, you know, until it's a game that's doing over 5 million viewers, it's not going to affect the rating that much. It's going to affect it some, but
they were
under 700,000 this week.
There were 643, something like that. 66 something, something.
Yeah, it was, here, let me find it.
It wasn't under 700. It was a lot under 700.
Right.
And then we'll get into Tony Khan's comments of completely taking all this awesome, great faith that he had from me included and other fans that have been probably pretty tough on him. But good, this angle that they just did, they pulled it off, is pretty good. Good job all around. And that same night, with the draft, Tony Khan screws everything up again. But
yeah, because I thought that was clever when they did the angle, because he, you know, they were in Jacksonville. They got the draft the next day, so he's wearing the neck brace, doing media, you know, talking to NFL Network and everything in the neck brace. So he's getting AEW some publicity.
Yep.
He's getting them mentioning during the draft. So I thought that was very clever. And then during an interview, this happened today. Yeah, he told the NFL Network, when they were asking him about AEW, he said, "We are like the Pepsi of pro wrestling, and we're up against a really evil juggernaut. WWE is our competitor. That's who we're facing. AEW is like the Pepsi of pro wrestling. WWE is like the Harvey Weinstein of pro wrestling. And I'm really proud of what we do down here." Now, the host, they moved away as quickly as possible after Tony said that.
As soon as he said Harvey Weinstein, they were like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 Tony. I'm not exaggerating that. That's how they sold it. One, I'm all for Tony being his biggest cheerleader of his company. Of course he should be. I would love that as a talent that wrestled there. I would. Of course I would. I just love when Dixie did it. People used to make fun of her too. I get it. But at the same time, it's like, dude, what are you talking about? The Harvey Weinstein of pro wrestling? I'm sitting there like, listen, he got so much good faith with that angle that they pulled off the other night. He can't even let it breathe 24 hours before he takes 5 steps backwards now. He looked like such, even this sports network, the NFL Network, I don't know they don't know anything, Raj, about pro wrestling. And even they were like flabbergasted by his comments and probably like, what an idiot this clown is. you know, and just again, five steps back from something they did positive the other night, that he couldn't just let well enough be alone and be happy in that moment, wearing his neck brace, doing some old school selling, which I appreciated. Granted, he has to learn not to do this when he's in his neck brace, but I'll digress. He was not selling as much as you should, but at least he wore it all. I was happy for. But again, this was again five steps back, brother. Horrible comment. Horrible, nasty comment. There's no need for it. What I really didn't like just as much as that, his lie. I'm going to call it right now. It's a lie saying that AEW has no other wrestling company. Maybe he protected himself by saying no other wrestling company in years. So maybe he's where he protects himself in that comment.
Yeah.
Saying has taken this much of a market share away from WWE. No startup. Bullshit. TNA did. People could TNA, LLO, all the hell they want. We were consistently doing 1.2s on Spike TV. I know I sound like a broken record, but our friends at AEW can't get anywhere near that. They can't even get into the damn gymnasium door, let alone get in the gym, let alone get in the game on that kind of conversation of ratings. Well, Matt, ratings aren't what they were, what they used to be. Okay, fair game. But we were touring around the country too, and we were doing the numbers that these people were doing. Okay, not Wembley, obviously, but Wembley haven't seen wrestling in like decades. Right. That's different. I did not like that comment, and I was offended by it. I did not like that comment saying like they're the ones that, you know, have the biggest market share, taking the biggest chunk of the market share away from WWE. No, you weren't.
Yeah. And rock hard, Joel Wood with the $9.99 super chat. Thank you, Joel. A lot of draft viewers don't watch wrestling. So instead of gaining new viewers, he essentially indicated pro wrestling is full of rapists and sex scandals. So much for eliminating negative stigmas. And that is a great point.
Great point.
Because when you're saying the number one company and kind of making that connection of your business, you know, of your world, genre. Of the pro wrestling world, genre. Yeah, exactly. And the number one company, and you're kind of putting it in that light, it hurts the genre in general.
Yeah, he's right. That's a great, great call by Joel Wood.
Yeah. Plenty in pixel art with the $10 super chat. Thank you so much. This is what I was hoping I'd see tonight. Thanks for being awesome, guys.
Thanks for being awesome yourself and watching.
Yeah. And then another story broke today that Vince McMahon, you know, all his shares are on sale. And it came out that Nick Khan also has filed to sell what appear to be all his holdings of TKO shares. So that is interesting. His position right now is the same in the company. So we'll have to see what that means. I don't know what that means. I don't even really want to speculate.
All his shares that he owns for that company is up for sale?
Yeah. So both Vince McMahon and Nick Khan. Yeah, Vince McMahon basically now has no connection whatsoever anymore with WWE. All his shares are gone. And Nick Khan put his up for sale as well.
I don't know what to make of that. Not yet. It's the first time I'm hearing it is with you.
Yeah. And Joel Wood again with the $4.99 super chat saying, Raj, with Nick Khan putting all of his TKO shares up for sale, do you think he is on his way out of WWE? And if so, who takes over? Nick Khan has been so invaluable to that company.
I know.
I can't even speculate. And we'll see where it goes. I don't want to, you know, put the cart in front of the horse or whatever that saying is. But
that's right.
And then Stellar Justin Lopez with the $4.99 super chat saying, Tony also said, I was hit with that move in front of millions of viewers at home. Millions, Tony. Did you miss this week's ratings? He's delusional.
Tony, you hardly did over half a million. You did 100,000 plus more than half a million. Good job.
Well, there are international viewers, YouTube, things like that. It might, you know, it might make it.
Okay, fair.
You know, technically okay. Also this week, WWE, over the past week, WWE released a bunch of talent. Most notably, Cameron Grimes, Zion Quinn, who I don't even think ever wrestled on the main roster, but he was in NXT a lot. Jinder Mahal, Sangha, Veer Mahan, and Von Wagner. So, you know, of those, the biggest name is Jinder Mahal, of course.
Right.
And none of those guys really being used much, you know, Jinder did that spot with The Rock and had a title match with Seth Rollins and was kind of back to not being used. So it always sucks to see people lose their jobs.
Mm-hmm. It does. And they've officially hindered Jinder. Yeah. Hopefully it's good for him. Hopefully he's able to reinvent himself again. I don't know what he's going to do to reinvent himself. But then again, I couldn't predict what Drew was going to do. I couldn't predict what Cody was going to then go do, right? So we don't know. I'm going to follow him, and I encourage our fans to follow Jinder too on whatever his new journey is. He's a class act, great guy, good human being, wrestling fan like you watching this right now and me on the show right now. We're all fans, so it's always cool to support one of your fellow fans that have become a pro wrestler, and that's Jinder. Same with the other ones, to be fair to them. I just don't know the other ones as much.
Right.
So I don't know, man. What was the other one that was released?
NXT. Cameron Grimes.
Cameron Grimes had a great run in NXT, I thought.
Yeah. He was great good in TNA. NXT.
Very good in TNA.
Yeah. And I could see Cameron Grimes being the kind of wrestler that, you know, AEW might pick up. They seem like they've stopped all the more minor hires lately.
They have no room.
Yeah.
They have no room and not enough real estate. They just don't have enough. Even though they have three shows, it feels like it's never enough for the talents they currently do have. I mean, they put their friggin' champion, like you said, the second segment of the show. They don't even know how to put people that shouldn't even be on TV on TV. Like, that best friend stuff, dude, no offense to them. Just people at angle should not be on television. I'm just being honest. some of them. Not the majority of them, obviously. Right. Some.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. The out-of-pocket variety show with the $5 super chat. Tony has hit Guinness records of idiocy. Wow. We just got to more Matt Morgan takeover 2024. Is eminent domain possible in wrestling promotions? We can't have that. We'd lose this podcast. Oh, I don't think they'd let you do both.
I like it, though. Thank you, buddy.
And then Brody James for $19.99 super chat. Thank you so much. Thank you guys so much, everyone, for all the super chats tonight. For TK to say that, open the books on the NDAs, pull their punk check card.
Yep. So he's up there. I didn't want to say this. I texted it to you, though, Raj. That here's this guy, you know, Tony's trying to stay away from these conversations when the press is at the wrestling press, is asking him questions at his little, not press junctures, what do they call it, scrums after AEW's shows or pay per views. And the stuff that they were asking for certain talents on that roster about NDAs or even Tony's NDAs for that matter. And next question. I'm not answering. I'm not talking about that. Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, so why would he bring up that kind of talk? Right. That mental masturbation kind of talk, honestly, because that's all it is. And it just made him look bad.
Yeah. And it's one thing to take shots at each other. I'm always for it.
I would have been okay with the evil empire.
Right. Yes, exactly. Call him the evil empire. Call him. Yeah, exactly. That's a great response. But when there's one thing with doing something like that, taking a friendly shot at the competition. But when you, this wasn't even going below the belt. This was like shooting at the nuts. You know what I'm saying? Like it was.
It is.
He's
going to add some personal story to it now because he's going to see how bad this is being taken. It's going to blow up everywhere. And once finishes blowing up everywhere, he's going to add some personal story that happened to him, why he thinks of him this way, X, Y, and Z. Again, the viewer that hit the comment earlier hit the nail on the head perfectly of, you idiot, you're in this space. They're right. The New York Yankees of, if we're talking like sport, like they're the Yankees. Like, right. So they're the team and the brand everybody knows. So when you shit on it, it's okay to shit on it and say that you're going to be better. You're going to overtake them. You have hotter, fresher, younger talents and stuff like that. You could say that, that yeah. You're on the come up and you're going to pass by them, right?
Yeah.
Cool. But when you cramp on them to that extent with his nasty, disgusting kind of comments, the way he mm-hmm. did, then you're dragging yourself into that mud.
Right. Exactly.
You know, so that's why I didn't understand the logic in it. And just vitriol, the vitriol, like how he's really doesn't like them. You can, you know, smell yeah. it on him.
Yeah. Bigfoot Sneakerhead with the $4.99 super chat. TKO needs to focus on his product and not WWE. If I was him, he should take note on some storytelling.
Yeah, man.
And I think, you know, what we were talking earlier about Swerve this past, Wednesday, opportunity missed. And, you know, they are going to have him open Collision. Collision is going to be on right following an NBA game. So that is going to get the most viewers probably for a quarter, you know, for AEW TV all year. But it's a bunch of people that don't care. Whereas Wednesday night was the people that care. And
yeah.
But if you want him on Saturday night, that's great. Don't even have him on Wednesday's show. Then hype up that he's going to make his first appearance as champion on Saturday's yeah. show instead of doing a nothing match.
A complete nothing match. It meant nothing. I don't even know who the guy was he was wrestling against, if I'm being honest, because I don't watch ROH stuff. No, I don't. I don't watch ROH.
Right. Oh, you know, I still have to get this next comment. Joel with the $4.99 super chat. I hate when I go to a restaurant for the Pepsi. They give me Harvey Weinstein.
Joel, what is that fuego?
Joel is on fire tonight.
He's on fire.
The draft, we're recording this before the draft. Okay. One thing, Raw, you know, suffered a big drop in their ratings this past Monday night, but You know, the post-WrestleMania show is always the biggest, then you see these big drops. But one thing that I noticed watching Raw, you look at the biggest stars in the company, right? Take out The Rock. It's Roman mm-hmm. Reigns, Cody. I think CM Punk would be next.
Yeah.
Randy Orton. Rhea Ripley.
I'm sorry, Rhea Ripley, definitely. Rhea Ripley's higher than Randy right now, in my opinion. I'm crazy.
Yeah. And none of those five are on Raw. Seth Rollins, you know, if, I guess we're going to number six. You know, basically Raw is very light right now on main event talent. And they need to bring, you know, CM Punk will be back soon enough. Seth Rollins will be back also in a couple months. Roman Reigns, you know, probably around SummerSlam. But Raw needs some, you know, real headliners coming out of this draft that they can use starting now.
Well, I was going to say, they probably just, what, you don't think they're going to draft people that are hurt, though? Like, say, CM Punk gets drafted to Raw with the number two Raw pick, let's say.
Yeah.
That's still.
Right. But they need some active people, too, is what I'm saying. Maybe like Randy Orton. I think Randy Orton to Raw. So, you know, some people that could be on the show right now and be wrestling. Because you watched this last Monday night, and they had Damian Priest and Drew McIntyre and Jey mm-hmm. Uso and Becky Lynch, which, you know, of course, Becky's a big star. But, Damian Priest isn't there yet. Drew is great, but you know he has been losing a lot. So you just need more top level talent on Raw, in my opinion.
I do think Drew is right there. I do. I really mm-hmm. do. But I know what you mean with Uso. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Even though main event is in his name.
Right. Yeah.
But go ahead.
Yeah, and Jay is climbing that ladder. He's getting there.
Yeah, he's still on his come up.
Right. And maybe LA Knight too to Raw, but they definitely need some help.
There you go. Yeah, how the hell we leave LA Knight out of that, by the way.
Right, yeah. Rock Hard Joel Wood again with the $4.99 super chat. Cody won at Mania and cut promos on Raw and SmackDown. Why couldn't Swerve just cut promos on Dynamite and Collision, you know, like a world champion?
Joel Wood, you're my new friend, Joel. I'm going to follow you back on social media. I like your opinions. I do.
And yeah, no, he's I follow him on social media. We get into it every now and then. NYC Demon Diva, none of them are Roman.
Oh, God. Have you woken up yet, Demon Diva, from your Roman losing WrestleMania scooper yet? I figured you were still asleep. sleeping it off.
All right. Some injury notes. Jimmy Uso is out of action, injured. I don't think there's really any other details on that. And Dominic Mysterio has an elbow injury. And at first, Dave Meltzer had reported that he would undergo Tommy John surgery, which would keep him out of action for the rest of the year. Dominic basically went on Twitter, refuted that, saying he's not undergoing surgery. So,
so Meltzer got it wrong again?
Yeah, he's been kind of in the mud a lot lately. Man,
poor guy.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
But hopefully Dominic's back sooner and later, because he's another one, you know, in that top 10 of stars that, you know, kind of you want to watch. He, I think he's on there.
He is. He's another one that's on has come up too, but from the heel side. I was going to say something else about, tonight. Mm-hmm. Will we see Jacob Fatu, you think?
I think I read something that they're holding him off for now. So not yet. Yeah, that would be cool. But I could see holding him off as opposed to being a face, you know, in the random draft is appearing as a surprise in a couple of weeks.
When is the draft?
Tonight and on Raw on Monday. Yeah.
Okay. I love Jacob Fatu though, dude. I want to get him on TV. I thought he should have been the first one they introduced, to be fair, but whatever.
Yeah no, for sure. He's Michael right. Dodd with the $5 super chat. TNA is awesome and deserves more coverage and growth.
They need to get on a network. They need to get on a real frigging network, because everything I'm watching on how you guys all watch, I'm watching on YouTube. I'm watching the replays on YouTube, essentially. So I just saw Nick Nemeth and Eddie Edwards put on a banger of a match, for example. But who's seeing that? I mean, I didn't need to get on a good – they have enough stars. I don't know, like, who does their shopping to networks, but they suck at their job because they need to be – they can get on a better network than that at least. Yeah. I'm not saying it's got to be like a Spike TV, but it can be something better than what they're on currently, and it sucks because he's right. I'm not saying because, oh, Matt used to work, they're just kissing their butt because he used to work. No, they have a really good roster, and what's best – they got good storylines. They actually compel and they move forward their storylines for the most part. They're not erratic and all over the place. Their matches are freaking also really good.
Yeah. Their last pay-per-view did have a big drop from the previous one. And the previous one was, you know, going back to the TNA branding and everything. So,
but how do you advertise it though, bro? That's what I mean. How do you advertise that pay-per-view if you're not a big enough network? Right. How do you do it? You have to have big news coming in, like Nick Nemeth, for example, that is rumored to come to TNA. Hey, fans, you might want to check this out. Maybe you'll see him. Like that's bigger news that goes across Twitter and social media than what a network televised show. Or not having a network televised show could give off to make people want to watch that pay-per-view, right? It has to be huge news like that, though, in order to make that happen for that company. I'm telling you, dude, if they were on a network type of television company, they would get better viewers.
It's a catch 22 because for access, they own TNA, so they don't want it to move to a network because it's their top-rated show.
So aren't they smart enough to – it's their top-rated show.
They have, like, I mean, nothing without it.
Isn't that akin to being the world's tallest short person? Like,
it absolutely is. Plenial Pixel Art with the $5 super chat that says, I think Fatu comes in to help Roman in a bloodline versus bloodline feud later on, make it a big impact. So that would put him not debuting until later this summer, I'd guess.
I get it, and I gotta hold my horses. I just want to see him start getting paid. This dude's really paid, he's paid his dues, man. Yeah. So while he's under contract right now, and that's well and good, that ain't the same thing of what he's going to be doing when he's out on the road and he's selling merch and stuff like that. That's when the real money's going to come in. So I just want to see him fast forward and get there. Let me ask you this before you go. Chat room, if you're still there, can you give me your opinion? You guys all think I'm already forgetting his name, which is kind of my point here. Solo, do you all think Solo is good enough to pull off being the new head of the table? What do y'all think? What do you think?
I have my doubts. I think he turned Jay or something. Like, Jay could do it now, but
either the two Russos could have done it, and the one's a face now, but because promo wise, they're better than, and no offense to Solo, he's not there yet. Right. He's getting there. His facial is getting pretty good. the fans chanting at him. But like, if you watched really bad, watch last week's episode where he comes to the ropes, put his, you know, his arms on the top rope like this, and the microphone sitting here, and he's sitting there listening to the fans taking it in, and they're booing him and chanting for Roman or whatever it was. He kind of goes like this. He made like a rookie mistake, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. You have that microphone there, and you're trying to say something with, and hopefully it gets, you can hear it, and it should be something good and impactful. It doesn't have to be, it just has to be something that's said in like, motherfucker, you're still saying for this motherfucker, fuck you. Something like that. Where he's still not there. He's still doing like the A squared plus B squared equals C squared Pythagorean theorem type of fucking pro wrestling promo still. Yeah. He's still not there. This does not work. I'm sorry. This is not enough for me. This every 5 minutes to Paul Heyman doesn't get it done for me. That doesn't tell me up. Oh, Matt, he's being mysterious. No, it's because he can't talk. He's not there yet.
Yeah, we'll give it time, but
Hope so. I hope so. I really do. I know it's not going to be a hater. I'm not trying to be. I just don't. That's such a big story. We're invested so, like, well, how many years now into this? Right. This bloodline storyline. I don't want to see it sink just because they put the crown on the wrong guy.
Yeah, I just think if you do bloodline versus bloodline and it's Roman on one side, it's you have to really stack the deck on the other
side. Yes, with somebody that can talk. Because Roman can talk.
Right. Yeah. And Roman's just a different level. So you really need to load up that other side. Out of pocket variety show, $10 super chat saying, one more thing. I feel so bad for Swerve, MJF, Darby, Starks, Samoa Joe, and FTR. The money doesn't make it worth dealing with this embarrassment. Do we know whether a contract or non-competes are up? I mean, I think it's all over the place, but
go ahead, tell me about MJF, because I asked you about MJF more recently.
I think I'm pretty sure he's with AEW for a few years. I don't know that for a fact, but that was the word I got like a year ago. And I just don't think Tony Khan's the kind of guy that would give MJF the kind of push he did last year if he didn't have him under contract for a while.
You're thinking logically here, though, Raj. He does not think logically all the time.
One thing with FTR, Dax Harwood suffered a concussion last weekend at Dynasty.
At the pay-per-view?
Yeah, at the pay-per-view.
Oh, wow.
No. Hopefully he gets better soon. I mean, FTR, one of the best tag teams in the business, and they're just killing it.
I think the best, but...
Yeah. Terry Allen Jr. with the $2.50 super chat saying, Matt, are you rather wireless earbuds or wired?
What, for this, wired. But like if I'm in bed going to sleep at night, I have my earbuds in, like listening to whatever I'm listening to at night to go to sleep. But the connection for me to talk is better. When wireless earbuds first start off, they're great. The microphone on it is perfect. Talk to text is perfect. Everything's perfect. And then 6 months in, I mean, just beating on them, they're horrible for some reason with me, but that's just me.
Yeah. And then Bigfoot Sneakerhead with $1.99 super chat saying, I think WWE should do more with TNA just to be petty.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, but I just see them not really getting anything out of it. It's a really one-sided deal when you do that.
Of course it is. And you're thinking like Vince. I think Hunter, though, he's a wrestler. He's one of the guys, one of the boys. And I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I think there's more potential of something like that than there ever was, just because Hunter, look who he's working with right now over in Japan. Yeah. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I wish.
And I think that about does it for the Super Chat. A little bit of shorter show tonight. We'll be back next week, maybe after the draft, and go over the draft. I don't know if you're free Monday night, Matt. And Glenn is traveling, so hopefully we could do it with all three of us.
Yeah, I can do it.
So thanks, everyone, for joining. Again, it's you can follow Matt Morgan at BP Matt Morgan on Twitter and Instagram. You could follow me at Real Raj Geary. And thank you, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Hit subscribe.
I forgot to do the plug.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.